And we're live. Welcome to
Man,
the broadcast, everyone. Thank you for
what's
joining
going
live.
on?
And the replay is Tay and Tanya. So I'm gonna do a few things. We are going to have just a fun conversation, but I want to do a few things and check my stream.
Oh yeah, let me make sure I'm live too.
We need to see
make
we
sure
can see
that I am
stream.
Showing.
Make sure you're live
On the book.
All right, I can see it. It says I'm live on my page.
Okay.
Are you logged into Facebook, babe?
I am logged into Facebook. And bam.
Can you see
like
if you
I'm
can
live.
See it?
Yeah.
I see it on your page too, I think.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for hopping in. If you can say, let us know if you can hear us in the comments. What's going on?
What?
Listen, it took a lot to get up in this room.
Yeah,
it just happened. But I was determined, Tavon was determined to get this on here and we can talk about whatever God put on our heart. So
yes.
Today's topic is guard your heart and your wallet. And
yes.
Your wallet.
Yes.
So let me see if I can put that up in the chat real quick.
Let's yeah, it was a lot. It was a
it
lot,
up.
Man. From technical difficulties to issues here, issues there. Man. But God had a plan.
Hey.
He wanted us to share a message today. And he let it happen. So let's get it.
Yes, indeed. Let's get it. All right. So y'all know we love the acronyms. So GUARD is the acronym that we're using today. And G, grace.
Grace.
Let's touch on grace.
Yes.
So, yeah, sure. Go
you know
ahead,
what?
Go ahead.
So our perspective on grace, right? So grace simply is kindness, right? So you know, the scriptures that talk about what people say if I've found grace in your eyesight, or somebody saw grace in the eyesight of whomever. Hey, mom.
Hey.
So, you know, grace, I could share grace to Tanya. I could share kindness or a kind deed or whatever. So obviously we say grace, talking about the grace of God, right?
Right.
One of the ways that God will show you grace, show you kindness, is instructions.
Yeah.
And one thing that me and Tanya learned, you know, kind of early in the faith, I say right around the times when the twins were born, we were trying to seek guidance from God, trying to get direction from God, get clarity from God. We would look at what God was allowing to happen.
Right, right.
Right.
Like the doors he was already opening.
Right, right, right. And at that time, our perspective changed a lot about what God was allowing. You know, as a mariner, talk a lot about current, you know, kind of the flow of things. So if God is allowing doors to open in a certain direction, you know, that we just keep going. We don't fight the current. We don't go against the grain. We go with the flow of whatever he's doing. What is he allowing?
Right,
to do?
Right.
You know, what instructions is he providing going in alignment with that perspective? You know what I mean? So that's how I see grace. And in the context of guarding your heart, guarding your wallet, what is he allowing to take place? What is he allowing not to take place?
Yeah.
That's a
yeah.
big thing too. You know, what is he stopping right now? You know, what's in the way? What is there a roadblock in that God is saying, all right, that's it, all stop.
Yeah, so I want to flow with the grace that he did allow, because there's times I can hear your echo, by the way. Can you turn me down a little bit up there?
Try,
I can hear you.
It's really yours.
I can hear myself. I don't know if it's gonna work.
I can turn.
But I can hear myself a little bit. So I was talking about the grace, right? What we said, the grace and flowing with the current and what God is allowing. I remember asking God specifically, God, I want some land. God, I want some land. I don't know nobody in my family with land, and I really want some land. Then he started opening the doors for that to happen. I start seeing somebody on a live stream, and they're talking about investments and how they get their land and how they get their properties and how they get so on and so forth. Then the person came out with a course, and I was like, oh God, is this it? Is this it? He was like, you
yeah.
asked me. Don't get scared now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, right, right.
Don't get scared now. Flow with me. I'm opening the door. Flow
yeah,
with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I think it's important to not let that fear block you, because it almost stopped me from even looking into the opportunity, because I'm like, whoa, he really opening these doors now
right.
in his grace. And it was new. And always everything that's new is usually uncomfortable, right? You get a little
Very
nervous about it. But it's it usually, if God is opening the door and you ask him for confirmation and he give it to you over and over again, he's going to protect you. He's going to protect you with his grace.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I just want to touch on that a little bit. Next
Can I think about what you're saying a little bit?
Because,
man, I can think about some of the other things that we've done. And I remember Lightweight freaking out. Because I was like, wait, is this really about to happen? Are we really about to do this? Is this really going to take place? But God had already opened up all the doors and paved the way for everything to take place. Yeah, so I'm with you with that, 100%. That's
yeah, fact. And don't think it's strange, even in this pandemic and quarantine, if God started opening up some new doors for you.
Right.
So don't think it's strange or out of the ordinary that he's doing some new things. Right. So stay uplifted and motivated during this time. Right. So I'm being very careful with my conversation. I know I talk about myself, my conversations that I'm having. I'm not really getting on the phone and talking to folks that's like, girl, everything is hard. My marriage is hard. My homeschooling is hard. Yeah. Girl, I can't do this. I can't do that. Yeah. I'm not having those conversations. I'm talking to women that's like, look, it's hard and it's tough, but we gonna get it. What we gonna do about this?
How we gonna change it?
How we gonna fix it? Yeah. Sis, can we go in another room to have your me time? Whatever you gotta do to get through this, make it happen. So protecting yourself and uplifting and staying uplifted and motivated throughout this process and throughout this pandemic, I think is really important when it comes to guarding your heart and your wallet.
On the guarding your wallet piece, right? Look at this. Me and Tanya have been on record. We've talked about a little bit of our financial journey, but we really didn't dive into the educational side, because there is an educational side, right?
Yeah.
You got to dig in if you're going to learn and grow. We didn't just boom out of nowhere and be like, oh, wow. Well, now we just automatically know. We started actually digging and diving into other people who already know.
Right.
Not just in information, but also in encouragement. And we talked about before how Dave Ramsey did that for us. You know, we started learning about Dave Ramsey. We're like, oh, snap. You know, he's trying to be
a good spark.
Financial freedom. We're like, oh, snap. Hey, man, let's get it. Let's pay off the debt. Let's do it. And then when things started getting extreme and morale started going down, we was like,
I switched some stuff because this ain't going to work.
I don't know about this.
Right.
So, but our morale was just low. So we use that as a gauge, because some people say, well, no, this is what freedom feels like. Don't feel like freedom to me. This feels like, in my pursuit of freedom, I just put myself in bondage. That's what it felt like. So we started making subtle adjustments. How do we still get progress without strangling ourselves?
Right.
Getting to the point to where morale is dead. Because if morale is dead and I'm not uplifted and I'm not encouraged, then the main thing is this. Keep it 100, right? Be honest.
Be honest. My
beautiful wife. We are left brain, right brain.
Yeah.
It's also what makes us so strong. Because sometimes we need to be left brain. Sometimes we need to be right brain. So I'm the extreme person. I'm the person who will just keep running until
grind.
Tanya's the side that's like, hey yo, this ain't
balance.
Working. We need to fuel up the tank.
Right.
She was right. She was right. For as much as I'm a strategist and a game planner and all this other stuff, look, she was 100% right. So as the head of my household, as a leader, I had to say, okay, hold up. How do I get 100% energy from my wife? And how can I keep giving 100% energy? Because I'm burning out. And I had to take a step back.
Right.
And I said, okay,
right.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to follow what Dave is saying up to this point. But then we got to do some more research. Because he got us here.
Right.
But we're trying to get up here. So that's what we ended up doing. We ended up digging into some other strategies, philosophies, perspectives, and it took us to a whole nother level.
Awesome, awesome. Amen. Now listen, if you don't mind, I want to take a thoughtful pause. If you're in the room, let us know you're in the room and who's in here. Thank you guys for joining us live. Right. We want to give a little quick sponsor shout out, if you don't mind.
Sorry about that.
You're hilarious.
Getting a little excited. You got some supporters.
Shout out to supporters and the sponsors. Yes, Black Girls in the Vineyard, founded by Danielle Anderson. And just let me tell y'all a little bit about the Black Girls in the Vineyard. It's a social gathering and wine club for Black women who share the love for wine culture and sisterhood. So thank you, Danielle, from Black Girls in the Vineyard for sponsoring today's broadcast. Holler at your girl and Tavon. If y'all want to get a shout out or a sponsor, let us know. Tay and Tanya@gmail.com. Y'all let us know. Thank you so much for supporting our business, man. Thank you. Let me say something about that too.
First of all, anytime you've got any community coming together to strengthen and uplift each other, hey, man.
Yeah.
Nothing but props, nothing but kudos for that. Especially when you have Black women coming together, I think that is a very powerful thing.
Absolutely.
Because what's your motto, baby?
Which one? I got a few.
We can do better.
We better together.
Better together.
Yeah, we can do better together.
So I love hearing and being able to be a part of things, whether it's just by giving somebody a shout out or whatever it may be. I love it, man. So y'all keep doing what y'all doing. God bless you.
Amen. We are better.
You got any other projects going on, Tanya?
So, Fierce and Fabulous Boss Women's Community. You guys can check that out on Tay and Tanya Live. Tavon has a podcast, Biblical Detail, giving detail about the scriptures in less than 5 minutes. Less than 5 minutes. Yeah. So, go on. Tay and Tanya has all the details to that because I am about building community. It's about collaboration and not competition. It's about uplifting, growing in wisdom, worth, and wealth. And so I'm excited because when God puts something on my heart, it don't matter if one person there, three people, or if it's just me and one, other women, whatever it is, I'm like, let's get it. Because my thing is, if I can change one person before I leave out of here, if I can influence one woman, man, boy, child, if I can influence anybody, just that one,
did your part,
then I'm happy with it. So yeah, so we just had that quick shout out. Anything else you want to say about that? Thank you all for being here again.
As far as biblical detail goes, like you said, we're going to dive into the scriptures. I'm going to be a little bit more technical with the scripture work. You know, I love the scriptures. But I'm also going to be clear and concise, straight to the point. So it's going to be detailed, but it's also going to be short. And I'll be posting the same thing. Just check it out, Entay and Tanya. It'll be posted in there. Whenever you listen to it, I actually get supported that way just from listenership. But also there is, if you want to be able to support monetarily to keep it going, I actually do got a supporter, financial supporter too in that. So shout out to them. You know, they're only in this particular situation. But hey, man, God bless you. That's a blessing.
Amen.
Party rolling.
All right, guard your heart and your wallet, okay? Yes. Now we are on the acronym GUARD. A, avoid seeking approval. Avoid seeking approval when you're guarding your heart during this season.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna give y'all an example. Now this doesn't really have to do with the pandemic or anything, like necessarily quarantine. But I remember when it came to approval, I remember telling the wrong people about my idea of homeschooling. Mm. And like, I want to homeschool my kids and I still want to be able to make income at home. And it was like, what? Why would you do that?
Yeah.
How are you sure? Well, we'll see how that goes. I mean, if y'all just would be a fly in the room with the conversations that I had in regards to that, and I knew God was showing me to do it. Did I want to do it? Can I be all the way 100 with y'all? Let me know. Y'all let me know in the comments.
If what I you mean you didn't want to do it?
Did I want to do it? My flesh was like, heck no, I don't want to do this.
Right.
I got other things on my agenda. On Tanya's agenda, I got other things I want to do and I can get done without having to teach my children in homeschool. This ain't what I wanted to do.
Right. This is before pandemic, though.
Before pandemic. About... Yes.
How long you been teaching the babies?
Since they were in kindergarten, babe. Preschool.
Right. So we're talking about all the way up.
Yeah. So the girls are in fifth grade. Isaac's in third grade, but he's doing a higher level work.
Right, he's
a Isaac is it, man. Isaac is it, man. But I didn't want to do it. Right. My thing is avoid seeking approval and talking to the wrong people. I didn't want to do it, but I knew God wanted me to homeschool.
Yeah.
And I am seeing the fruits of the very thing that people was like, nah, don't do that. Don't do that. I'm seeing the fruits of it. And so whatever God is instructing you to do, be careful on who you ask.
Protect yourself, man.
Should I do this?
Right.
What you think about this?
Right.
You know?
Let me listen. Even what to do and how to do too.
Yeah.
Look, so everybody, especially my brothers and sisters on the water out there, everybody know I'm a merchant marine. I'm not in the Navy, y'all. Let me just clarify that. I'm a merchant seaman. Let me make sure that that's clear. Merchant seaman. Right, but as a merchant seaman, I started off cleaning up ships. Now I navigate them, so that was a process in there. But just to hit this point, avoid when I was in the beginning, right? So I was still cleaning 04 lounges and other different things like that. While I was doing that, this is the part that was crazy. I would go around, and you think you can ask people who got more experience, get paid a little more than you, how to get to where you gotta get to. So I would go to him and I'd be like, hey, listen, you know, I'm an OS, I'm trying to become an officer. This is my time count, you know, because you need 1,080 days, right? That's part of the process. This is my time count starting now. You know what they said? Nope. Oh no, your time don't count until you get to AB Unlimited, which is 3 years. Your time don't count.
Nah, you still need more time.
Your time don't count until you do this. Now, this can go a couple different ways.
Yeah.
Right? Because everybody loved me until it was an assumption that I was doing better than them.
Oh, you gonna preach, sir? Gotta preach, sir. Oh my God.
Then all of a
sudden, say it again. Say it again.
People loved me.
Woo!
Still, there was an assumption that I was either doing better than them or was going to do better than them. All of a sudden, little itty bitty me, bottom of the barrel Tay, had beef with officers, with big dogs.
Right.
People making literally 2 and 3 times my pay. All of a sudden, they can't stand me. And I'm like, yo, what's this?
What happened? Yeah.
What's going on?
So right.
In a weird way, I brought on all of this beef. In a weird way. In a weird way. Because I was just, hey, y'all. When I say, listen, I want to be an officer, right? This was a translation. I want to be your boss.
Wow, that's how they took it.
That's what they heard.
Right, so right.
When I was getting information from them,
right,
it was. Look at this. Some of the information could have been sabotaging. Some of the information could have been ignorant. It could have, they just didn't know. But yet, and still, they were still leaning on the negative. No, you know, I'm not sure, but I think it's something like 5. Hey, ain't it 5 years?
Let me jump in, babe. Can I tell you something? Just a thoughtful pause real quick. Mosetta said, been there.
Let me tell you.
If you have been in position like this where people are uncomfortable by you and you don't understand why.
Yeah.
You don't understand why and you just don't get it. There is a call on your life for leadership. I've had supervisors that were mad at me just for doing my job.
Yeah.
I've literally been fired.
Yeah.
because the supervisor was mad and threatened by what I was doing, and I just was doing my job, being me. If you walk in a room and people are like, who she thinks she is, who he think he is, and it's like, I just said hello. It happens consistently to me. It happens consistently to me. We talk about dance, fitness. We talk about walking into a restaurant. We talk about any place I go.
At the store.
At the store. Tavon has witnessed it.
That'd be the funniest place ever. You had a cashier be like,
who she thinks she is?
Why are you looking at me like that?
And I just say, good morning. I'm telling you, if this has happened to you, there is a call on your life for leadership, and just get ready, because this gonna happen not only by strangers. It's the light of God. Sometimes the light shines so bright, people get upset and angry, like, I see something beaming from you and I just can't take it.
It ain't
nothing but the light in the Holy Spirit of God that's shining through you, and it's gonna shine wherever you go. So just get ready for it. Get ready for the persecution and the hatred, but still keep walking in the very calling that God has given you. You done got me happy and excited, and I'm trying to calm down. But my God, on today.
Hey, look, I got a question for that. And I know we kind of getting off topic a little bit, or we kind of flowing, but let's just keep the Holy Spirit work. Let the Holy Spirit work.
Come on, Holy Spirit.
Talk about this. This is NIV version. Woo. To the one, we are an aroma that brings death. To the other, we are an aroma that brings life.
Yeah.
And who is equal to such tasks? Listen, there are some people that get a whiff of the Spirit. And to them, it smells like death.
Right, right.
I don't know who she thinks she is. I don't know who she thinks she is. Woo. Acting all goody two shoes. But to some people, it smells like life. It's refreshing.
Woo.
Because we got the same spirit.
Right, the same spirit.
It's like, when I'm around you, I'm inspired.
Yes.
Man, when I'm around you, I'm excited. Man, when I'm around you, it just brings life. It brings joy to me. It makes me just want to go.
Yeah.
But there's a difference. So you got to understand that where it's coming from. Yeah. Now, earlier I said that I brought it on by doing this. That was just my inexperience of just talking too much. But really, the spirit that's in you, it's the light. It's like this. Turn the light on. It's like, man, it's bright. Turn that light off.
Right. Ooh, I had people tell me, babe, why are you so happy? Like, what?
Right. Getting on my nerves.
I got the love of God on the inside of me. Do you know how he woke me up? Do you know what I've been through?
Come on with it.
Do you know what I had to go through just to sit right here? Yeah. In my right mind, and not depressed and down and out. I've been depressed before. That was 2008. I've been there before.
Yeah.
Remember I ain't going back there.
Right.
Man, I'm telling you, keep being the light. Long story short.
You gotta avoid. You gotta be able to see where people are at, and then guard your heart, guard your purpose, guard your dream. Guard your perspective. That's one of the biggest lessons I had to learn as a young preacher. Always wanting to, hey. I had conversations with people where I say, hey. Thinking that, you know, I got scripture and verse to back me up. I ain't worried about it. And then they'll say, well, yeah, but you know, but you got to consider.
What? They're going to give a deaf ear.
I had to guard my perspective. Because that was the fuel God was using to fire me to get to this point now, where now, and again, my brothers and sisters on the water, they know what this means when I say this. Now, I start off as an SU, and with my union brothers and sisters, I start off as an SA, and now I got a second mate license and growing.
Yeah.
So there's a big gap there, but it took a whole lot of me having to avoid the dream fillers.
Right.
And I had to avoid letting people know, here's what I'm doing. And people will probe too, man. They'll ask. They'll be like, so what's your plan? Not because they want to support it, because they want to shut it down.
Ooh.
Let me stop. Let's keep going.
We can stay here all day.
Real talk.
We've been there. All right. So we're talking about guard your heart and your wallet. Guard your heart and your wallet. Okay. We are on the R. Let's deal with the reality. So I want to touch a little bit about dealing with the reality of guarding your heart and your wallet. Let's touch on the wallet perspective right now. The stimulus package ain't here.
Right.
The next stimulus ain't here.
Part two.
What part two?
Part two stimulus.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The second round hasn't been fully approved yet. It ain't here yet. It is not here yet. Let's deal with that reality first. Before we go on to, okay, I'm just going to ignore it. It's going to be here any moment. Any moment they're going to pass it. Any moment. What are we doing now? The reality is that last week, I believe it was, 50 million people's credit limits got swept away.
Overnight.
It wasn't no warning. It wasn't no phone call like, hey, bro, hey, sis, let me let you know that we're about to change your credit limit. No, they woke up to a change and decrease in their credit limit.
Yeah.
That is a reality that is happening. So before we can move forward and guard our heart properly and our wallets properly, we have to deal with the reality of the things going on. Another reality. Let me give an example for myself. I see, are we making people, I think, uncomfortable? I'm sorry. I just gotta say what is on my heart to say. But the reality for me, for myself, when I had my student loans, right? When I talk about facing that, I didn't want to face it.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to see how much I owed.
I didn't want to face your student loans.
You didn't want to face my student loans either. No, but there's wisdom in facing the reality of a thing. So that you can move forward from it. Your credit, look at it. Because guess what? If and when the stimulus does come, it may come right before July. It may come in June. It may come, right? It may be little changes and here and there or whatever, but it may come. So check your credit. If it's bad, cool. But if you got a $50 late fee from a cable bill back in 2000-something.
That's messing up your credit.
That's messing up your whole credit, sis. Knock that out.
Right.
Some things you got to face and deal with head on.
Yeah.
In order to move forward and progress. So what you got, baby?
I got to piggyback off that real first. Then let me hit my point. Because you own it. I remember it was a time where, again, we were in our growth process. We were doing our thing. And out of nowhere, Tanya was like, you know, Lord, I was praying. And the Lord told me, you know, that, you know, the numbers don't lie. And I was like, okay.
Okay, so, the numbers don't lie, baby.
And we had to start agreeing and living by that.
I remember,
baby, you remember when we would be close to the next pay period, and I'd be like,
hey. you gonna tell my business? You about to tell my business like that? I was very immature.
You were both immature.
This first year of marriage, man. Yes.
First year of marriage.
Go ahead, tell it.
First year of marriage, we'd be doing our thing. And I'd be like, Tanya, baby, how much money we got left? Now, mind you, whole lot changed just then. How much money we got left? She'd be like, because they say we are on our way to go get something to eat. She'd be like, we got $5 left. We'll be fine. We get paid tomorrow.
We get paid tomorrow. Don't even trip. We got $5 in the account.
What? I'm like, no.
Real talk. This is a true story, y'all. True
story. Anyway, yes, reality. The numbers don't lie. Numbers are not political.
Yeah.
They're not going to keep it 100 with you. They're going to let you know what it is. Here's what I want to hit with reality. Because you're right. There is a possibility that this second stimulus thing can happen. The reality is, if I know you about to get a second stimulus thing, and a lot of companies know you about to get a second stimulus thing, you know what they're doing? They're preparing to take it from you. They're trying to figure out, how can I get Tanya's money?
Right.
So don't be shocked when all of a sudden such and such store has a mega sale.
Right.
Now you ain't needed no shoes.
You ain't been needing new shoes, new Jordans.
Oh, but it's on sale, baby. So we need to go scoop that up. Don't be surprised.
Right.
Don't be surprised if all of a sudden, and I gotta go there because I ain't gonna lie to you, this flat out made me mad. You remember when we was me and you was looking on social media, and it was a pastor out there coming up with some challenge.
Oh, talking about that, the stimulus that made me and mad.
That they checks. Man, talking about, all right, what did he say?
Give the stimulus challenge.
Give your whole stimulus check.
Bruh, people's trying to pay their bills. What did you mean give the whole stimulus?
It's a pandemic. What you doing? You got folks who can't eat right now.
Listen.
I challenge you. In the No.
Right.
No. Okay. Calm down. Let me get to my reality stuff. Here's the reality. This is some of the game that God gave us about financial information and education, right? This is how this is four areas finances can be broken down, right? I'm slow it down so I can teach a little bit. One is called a doodad. Okay, a doodad is when you spend money one time,
yeah.
Right? I buy a cup of coffee, right? I spent that money one time. There's no residuals from that. I'm not spending it. It's not a monthly bill, but I spent it one time. I bought a big screen TV one time, right? So that's a doodad. It's when you spend money on something, that's a one-time fee, right? You go into liabilities, okay? A liability is when you have to pay monthly on something, right?
Yeah.
My phone, this is a liability, right? When I bought this plan, now I got to pay X amount, dollars a month or whatever to keep my phone. That's a liability. So also with that money, so what I'm saying is be careful not to waste money on doodads.
Right.
Be careful. Big time one-time purchases where a lot of that money is in and out the door. Because a lot of people already got plans for the money. They already like, man, I've been waiting to get that $500 big screen TV anyway. But let me go ahead and scoop that up. You get what I'm saying?
Be careful.
Same thing with the month. Don't create a new reoccurring payment.
Liabilities.
Another thing is major is of course assets. Now before I even touch the assets, you could pay something off and you can look at the monthly impact. This is the reality. If I put down this much money, how much of the bill is gone? That will create space during these tough times. Because if you're a family of five, let's say they're giving you $1,000 per person, right? Mm-hmm. And that's let's say it's $5,000 or something like that. That's $5,000 if you don't need it. And I know a lot of people do need it, so don't get all mad at me for saying that. But I'm saying if you're doing okay and you need to just create space, you could take that same $5,000, pay something down, and create more space on your monthly impact.
Right, okay. Right.
Last but not least, assets. Right. With that same $5,000. If you can't create an asset, now you got big assets, you got smaller assets, you got the most important asset to me, which is myself. When I invest in myself, which can be my own knowledge, my own information, on education, on something that's going to make me money in the long run. Of course, on the big assets, people deal with the stock market, people deal with real estate, and all those things are great financially. Mm-hmm. If that kind of money can put you over the edge and you can make that kind of move, listen, that's a great move when it comes to the reality of the situation. Great move.
But if don't you go can't all in.
Do that, don't go all in. Exactly. If you can't do that, invest into yourself.
Yes. Knowledge.
Put money into knowledge. Put money into, man, I got this down, but I need to get this much further. So I'm going to put some money into this thing to put me over there into that limit or whatever. So,
right.
Proof of thought.
That's good. That's real reality. Good. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Reality. All right, last but not least, don't get comfortable. D, for guard your heart. We talk about the acronym. We're on D. Don't get comfortable.
Right.
So I'll touch on that just a little bit. Just don't get caught chilling and waiting for things to happen.
Yeah.
Because before you know it, you you're in the same position. There's no growth happening. And now is the perfect opportunity for new connections, collaborations, everything like that to happen, because we are all commonly in the house, most of us. Right. While they're taking their time to open these states, most of us are sitting around. Now's the time to get together and to unify and to collab. And don't get comfortable. I remember with just that phase, just keep it moving. Y'all, I don't know if y'all seen the movie Harriet Tubman.
Oh, man.
If y'all see it, let me know in the comments. But in the Harriet movie, fire. Harriet kept moving. She didn't care if nobody was coming or they wasn't. She like, look, I'm here. Y'all coming or not?
Right.
And then it was a point where she had to cross over the water. The water was right here. And she had to get to the other side. And then you have people like, nah, wait, we scared. Nah, wait. Why are you going? Why are you trying to cross the water? Nah, we comfortable here. Let us just go back to where we was at.
Right. Mm.
Harriet was like, she like tuned them out and was like, I'm going to get to this other side. Y'all either with me or not. And that is exactly the mentality that I have in this season. The train is moving. Sis, you coming or no? But either way, I am moving. See, some people, they're going to have to wave at you from the bottom of the hill, right? They're going to see. They're going to be like, oh, wait, hey, you way up there. Yes. But you had an opportunity to come with me.
Yeah.
You had an opportunity to come with me. I thought Martin Lama said that movie was the truth. It was, bruh. So many lessons. Many lessons in that Harriet movie.
Yeah.
But she kept moving. She kept moving, period. Yeah. She wasn't stopping for nobody. Don't get caught stopping and trying to carry people. Can I keep it 100 with y'all?
Man, come on,
can
with
I keep it 100 with y'all?
Come on with it.
Stop it. It's so silly.
Come on.
I'm going to keep it 100. I was talking to some ladies about our community and the things we have going on, because they said, oh, I want to join. I want to get on with the community. You got the community open? Yeah. As soon as I said, okay, this is what we're offering. We're offering courses, all this stuff in networking. I'm getting experts in there. We're going to chop it up.
Yeah.
And then I said, okay, it's only $20 investment for these 30 days. Well, I don't know if I got $20. Sis, if you ain't got $20, we got a bigger problem.
Yeah.
If you don't have $20 to invest in yourself and up level, sis, we got a bigger problem we need to deal with.
Right.
You really need to be around some women who are making some moves and doing things different.
Yeah.
If $20 gonna break you, you are in the wrong place, the wrong circle, the wrong, come on.
Wrong mindset.
Mindset. Your mindset is so off.
Because the perspective is off because of this, right?
I'm sorry, I got excited again.
Let me tell you why the perspective is off. Perspective is off because, I ain't gonna lie to you. I have paid. Okay, I love this scripture. Now, I don't even have to look it up. We can go straight to it. This is what the Spirit has given to me. The scriptures say your gift will make room for you.
Yes.
Now, can I break that down just for a second? You don't mind if I break
that down? Break it down, sir. Break it down, sir.
Now, most people misinterpret that scripture by saying your gift, your gifting.
Come on.
Understand that this is Old Testament.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? This is not the situation where Jesus came down and gave gifts unto men. We're not talking about that. That's not what it's talking about. It literally means your gift. You know what, Tanya?
Yeah.
I love you. Here you go. I got a gift for you. Here you go. That's what it means. It's a gift. Now, a gift on a negative side is called a bribe.
Okay. Okay.
Now, if you look in Proverbs, you'll see. In fact, I believe more Ecclesiastics. You'll see Queen Bathsheba come and say, "Hey, boom! I'm bringing a gift." It was a natural thing for when somebody came to a king to bring a gift.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming from a foreign land. Here's my gift. Here you go. Now, why am I breaking that down? Why am I saying that in that way? You got to understand, this is what I have done, and it has worked for me. When I come before people that have something that I want, I bring a gift.
Mm.
I'm not talking about giving.
Oh,
I'm not talking
sir.
About you coming to church and, hey, I want to sit down with my pastor. Here's my gift. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Tanya. You got some knowledge that I want. Can I take you to lunch?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a program?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a system? How have I done that? Books. When you read a book, you get a seat at the table that you would not have gotten.
That's right. That's right.
But notice that the books are not free.
Come on.
You have to bring a gift. You've got to bring some money.
Yeah.
Buy the book. And then all of a sudden, it's as if I was sitting at the table. I get sitting to sit down and listen to such and such, now. The expert that I'm paying for, and they get to tell me this is the information.
Yes, yes.
Well, guess what? You know we live in an ism type world. I don't have to say exactly what kind of ism. Some people just don't like short people. That's me, whatever it may be. Whatever the ism is, they don't even get to see me.
Right, right.
Because I brought my gift.
That's so good.
The point that I'm making is this. Me and Tanya have both invested into people. And I'm not talking about somebody who says they think they know how. I'm not talking about people that don't have a track record and doing what they're doing.
Don't go there, sir.
I am going there. I'm not talking about somebody that's like, we got an idea. No. You got to have results.
Come on.
I'm not investing into you if you ain't got results. I've been really thinking about this thing. Let me know how that works.
Right.
And I wrote this down. We talked about Harriet because, you know, I love that movie. Yeah. Here's what's cool about Harriet. After she went first, they were willing to go. So after they seen some results, all of a sudden they were willing to go.
Yeah,
so again,
yeah.
Letting your gift make room for you. That is me saying I value you. I value your time. Yeah. I value your knowledge. And guess what? Here you go.
Right.
I mean, like my mom always taught me, baby,
pay your way.
So that's why I say the wrong mindset. Because if we still trying to get free 99, you don't want people getting
free 99 results. You're going to get free 99 results.
Real talk.
Especially if you in business talking free 99. How you expect people to give to your business if you won't even invest in you, sis? You won't invest in you. But you're asking people, buy my stuff, but you won't even invest in yourself.
Right.
Think about it. But I've had so much fun.
Oh, let me dig a little bit deeper with the don't. Don't get comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
Because notice anything that you buy comes with instructions. Right? It comes with an instruction manual. So in the context of guarding your heart, guarding your wallet, you got to understand that if there aren't already instructions, if there aren't already situations set in place for you, you going to have to make the instruction manual.
What
that means is, and you not being comfortable, you got to get comfortable with making some mistakes.
You got to get comfortable with getting back up, reassessing.
So why did I fall that time?
Yeah.
What didn't work? You got to get comfortable at looking at other people's mistakes and saying, well, why didn't that work for them? Well, let me try that. Okay, that didn't work. And let me try this. The scriptures talk about, I got a scripture here because it's big. do you want to go to, that was one of the scriptures I had. We don't have to go there, but if you want me just to say, that's cool too.
You can say it, babe.
Okay. You got Proverbs 6:23. Reproof of instructions are the way of life.
Yeah.
Now, reproof, in its basic sense, means warning, right? But when you're really looking at it, you're talking about the fact of the part that it builds, right? So if I warn Tanya and say, hey, don't do this, I'm building something in her. I'm building a perspective in her to where now she knows, okay, I can't go that way. And reproof of instructions are the way of life. So it is the warning. It is the building element inside the instruction that will lead you into the right direction.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to look at the rebuke and understand that this, or the reproof, excuse me, it can come from you, it can come from me, it can come from many different angles.
Right, right.
In the simplest way, what I'm basically saying is you've got to take the correction and let it not be in vain.
Yeah.
You gotta let it be a part of your developmental process. And the more you go on, the more corrections you make. And again, eventually you have that thing built up. You have it built together.
Yes. Guard your heart and your wallet. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Anything, any other closing words? Thank y'all for coming in, guys, and letting us be free and be ourselves 100%.
Gotta have some fun, man.
If you have a comment or if you want more information from any of us for any reason, Tay and Tanya, we're over there. And tayandtanya@gmail.com. If it's personal and you want to give us some information, hit us up over there. Hit us up over there. And so we love y'all. We love y'all, man. We just going to continue to keep it 100 and be ourselves. And as long as God has us here in this season to give encouragement, we going to do so. We going to give it to y'all.
Amen.
100. And can I take a thoughtful pause real quick before I see a comment that came in. Those times you fall are for warning, section of instructions. Yes. Save those so you can take a glance and not come to those mistakes again. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's good stuff right there. Amen.
That's good stuff. I remember Loretta, I'm going to call you mama because you my mama. Mama says, see to keep it moving when she was talking about the reality and keeping pressing and moving forward.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. And then Matalama came in and said, break Matalama. It down, brother.
My brother, man.
Break it down, brother. So we love you guys. We love you guys. Any closing words you want to say, Tay, before I exit out?
I just want to encourage people, again, guard your heart.
Yes.
Guard your wallet. Understand that at this particular time, people are coming for both, and do what you can to take advantage of the situation. If God is going to bless us, we will get another round of the stimulus payment or whatever to protect your family, and to do what's best for you and your family, not just for today, but also with a long-term strategy.
Yes. Amen. Amen. All right, y'all. We're going to get going. We're going to get back to our children. Mm-hmm. For a minute.
Yeah. God bless
all right. You guys. Talk to y'all later.
Have fun with you, baby.
Thank you, babe. I have fun with you too.